With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump is walking a fine line on abortion as he seeks re-election. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The former president has said abortion is not a big factor in this year's election, but it's a ballot issue in several states, including his home state of Florida. Last Thursday, Trump got an earful from pro-life leaders when he seemed to say in an interview that he would vote in favor of the ballot measure and repeal the six-week ban. But on Friday, he told Fox News that he'll be voting no because he thinks Democrats are extreme on abortion. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel has recovered the bodies of six hostages in Gaza. They include one man, Hirsch Goldberg Pullen, 23 years old, who is an Israeli-American and became one of the most well-known captives held by Hamas. Have Green New Deal policies actually reduced greenhouse gases?
The answer would be a decisive no, according to a recent Wall Street Journal story. Headlined, "Most climate policies don't work," it cited 1,500 programs in 41 different countries, finding only 63 instances which provided any measurable reduction in greenhouse gas emissions, often with significant cost-to-benefit imbalances. Commenting on his daily briefing this past week, Dr. Albert Mohler offers this criticism.
What we have are many politicians on the left who are pushing this because, frankly, it's the way to expand government.
Both as Senator and Vice President Kamala Harris has sponsored and helped implement policies to promote electric vehicles under provisions of the Inflation Reduction Act and the $1 trillion Infrastructure Act. George Williams reporting.
Iran's president says his country needs about $100 billion in foreign investment to achieve an annual target of 8% economic growth, which would reduce double-digit inflation and unemployment rates. Not clear where that might be coming from. This is SRN News. The Texas Department of Public Safety will no longer allow transgender residents to change the sex on their driver's license to align with their gender identity. That's according to an internal agency email that also asks staff to compile the names of people seeking a gender marker change. The Texas Tribune obtained a photo of the email, which said the changes take effect immediately. Previous rules allowed changes due to clerical errors or if an amended birth certificate or an original certified court record was presented. Some school officials in Oklahoma say they will not comply with a new order that requires a copy of the Bible to be placed in every classroom. A spokesman for the state education department says the mandate is not optional and that the superintendent has, quote, a wide range of tools to deal with rogue districts that do not comply. Meanwhile, other states, including neighboring Texas, are seeing lawmakers advance similar efforts to incorporate the Bible into public education as it was throughout much of America's history. This is SRN News. A key section of the Klamath River is flowing free again just in time for salmon spawning season.
Near the California-Oregon border this week, workers using excavators breached the final dams on a key section of the Klamath River. It's Mark Branson.
The electric company that previously owned the dams made a decision that they did not want to continue to operate them.
So they were transferred to Branson's Klamath River Renewal Corporation and removed. But Don Gentry with the Klamath Tribes says the salmon's return won't be automatic.
It may take really concentrated efforts, some hatchery supplementation.
Still, the passage is now clear, and there have already been reports of salmon starting their journey. I'm Ben Thomas.
A juvenile suspect in custody after allegedly shooting San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall in the chest during an attempted robbery in San Francisco yesterday. Pearsall is going to be fine. This is SRN News.